Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Mushroom picking, without the mystery. Foraging expert Jeff Dan explains how by doing your homework you can gather wild mushrooms with safety. Fungi foraging can be daunting to a beginner. Britain is home to a vast variety, perhaps 7 times as many species as there are plants, and some of them are deadly. In many cases, identification isn't easy, even for experienced mushroom hunters. Going foraging with an expert doesn't always help. Some of my students, especially when the fungi are plentiful, are so overwhelmed that they are even more cautious at the end of the season than they were at the beginning. For most people, though, a few hours spent with an experienced person certainly speeds up the first steps. The internet is a mixed blessing. Sure, there's tons of information and no shortage of people offering to help. But as with so many other aspects of life online, the problem is knowing which sources you can trust. There's also no shortage of wrongly identified fungi, sometimes confidently so by people who sound like they know what they're talking about, but don't. The only way to stay absolutely safe is to learn how to identify for yourself anything you are considering eating. If you are in any doubt at all about what you've found, don't eat it. The other really important way to stay safe is to learn about the really poisonous species first. There's only a handful of extremely toxic fungi, and if you know how to avoid these, then even if you make a mistake, it won't be a fatal one. A good book is therefore invaluable, and preferably more than one. My own offering is the most comprehensive book, designed specifically with foragers in mind, with difficulty rankings and detailed descriptions of lookalike species. But it only covers the fraction of fungi which are of most interest from an edibility or toxicity point of view, along with a few extremely common species. A more general guide to fungi is therefore also helpful, and two of the best are Stefan Buzacki's Collins Guide, the black one, which is the most comprehensive guide but contains no edibility information, and Roger Phillips' Mushrooms, which is the best photographic guide and does have basic edibility information. So, how do you get started once you've got your books? The best way is to approach it from two directions. Firstly, make yourself a hit list of species which are both common and either very easy to identify or very hard to confuse with anything poisonous. These are ranked beginner in my book. Then go out into the countryside. Woodland is your best bet because there's the biggest variety of fungi there. And try to find some of the things on your list. If you're unlucky and don't find any of these species, you'll almost certainly find something else, and that's the other direction of approach. Have a go at identifying whatever you do find. Please don't pick and hope. Don't pick loads of fungi you haven't identified in the hope that if you post a photo online, then somebody will tell you they are edible. They might be very rare. But do take one or two home with you, and/or take a photo and post it somewhere online, and see if you can figure out what you've found. With practice, you'll learn how to identify more and more species, and your hit list can expand and include more difficult quarry. Edible species. The following edible species are the easiest of the easy. With a bit of luck, anybody can find and safely identify these. Shaggy ink cap, Coprinus comatus, is among the most easily recognised species, the most similar look-alike being the unrelated common ink cap, Coprinopsis atramentaria, which should be avoided, especially if you drink alcohol. If you look at pictures of the two, you can see how easily they are distinguished. Shaggy ink caps usually grow in disturbed ground or in grass, often associated with buried wood. Giant puffball, Calvatia gigantea, is absolutely unmistakable. Nothing else is spherical-ish and this large. It's also delicious and impossible to miss, even from 200 metres. Sometimes turns up in woodland, but usually found in pasture, especially in cow pasture and with stinging nettles. Hedgehog fungus, Hydnum ripandum, is a commercially collected species that is easily identified because it has spines beneath the cap rather than gills or tubes. Apart from a similar edible smaller relative, terracotta hedgehog, the only other spined fungi are very rare in the UK, not similar to the hedgehogs and not poisonous anyway. Beefsteak fungus, Fistulina hepatica, is impossible to confuse with anything else. It looks like a slab of meat, especially when cut open. Grows on both dead and living trees, usually oak. Tastes fruity and can be eaten raw in thin slices. Cauliflower fungus, Sporacis crispa, is another totally unmistakable fungus, looking like a giant light brown brain and always appearing at the base of pine trees. Needs careful washing.
Kitchen Garden magazine offers down-to-earth advice to make sure you get the tastiest produce from your plot. Packed with hints and tips on growing your own fruit and veg, it's perfect for beginners and experts alike.
We have a very special subscription offer for our podcast listeners. Get the printed magazine and free seeds delivered to your door, an interactive digital version for tablets and smartphones, access to a 10-year back issue archive, and exclusive content on the KG Subs Club website.
And all this could be yours for just £4.99 a month, an absolute bargain. Go to www.classicmagazines.co.uk/KG264 for all the details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.